Okay, and the sound a calf makes being weaned.
How is that?
You know, a calf, when a calf is being weaned, the noise it makes.
It bawls.
All right, and then the sound a cow or a calf makes at feeding time.
They moo and bawl.
Okay. And then the sound a horse makes at feeding time.
Yicker.
And if you're going to give animal, you know, to feed these, all these animals, you say it's time to go out and feed the
cows or the horses.
But if you're going to use one term for all of them, what might you say?
Feed the cattle or the stock.
Okay. And then, if you had geese, as what? Well, some people have geese around here. I know Mrs. has a few geese up there. But do you have any chickens?
No, sir.
You don't have any, huh? How come? Don't you like them?
We kept them there while foxes killed them out, and we just quit.
Is that right? What would you call foxes like that? That are just creatures that bother your chickens.
Well, you just call them a. What do you call them, a dumb brood or?
Yeah.
Or what am I doing?
I'm thinking like a varmint, or you know.
They're pastment or varmint.
But if you're going to go out and feed those the chickens, what might you call them other than chickens? You're going to go out and feed the.
What do you call them? If you had quite a few, you call them a flock.
Okay. And a chicken sitting on an egg is called a
hen.
What kind of a hen? When it's actually sitting on the egg.
Chicken hen.
Yeah. Would you ever call it a setting hen or a hatching hen or a brood?
Yeah, I've heard them called setting hen.
Okay. And then a small. Where do the chickens live on the farm? They live out in a. Something enclosed?
Usually a chicken house.
Now, years ago especially, had a smaller thing that they sometimes used to rent.
Brooder.
Yeah. Even smaller than that, that might be pointed at the top, made with slats.
Infrared?
No, this is something pretty old fashioned. I was thinking this is like a little thing that has a peak on it. It might just be very small. Just put you might just put one chicken in it, and one hen in there with a couple of chicks, and to transport them around, say if you're going to give them to somebody here. Think of a coop or a coop.
Yeah, coop. Yeah, we used to make those chicken coops. I haven't thought of one in 20 years.
Is that what you use them mainly for? What did you use those for?
We put the hen in and let the chickens run out.
Uh-huh. I see.
They'd run back to their mother.
Uh-huh. And then that's so that the hen couldn't get away from the chicken.
Right.
I see, that's the idea. And a chicken bone that children like to play with.
Drumstick.
Yeah, this is a bone, though, that they get on either side.
Oh, polar bone.
Yeah. Now, do you know what's the superstition that goes along with that?
Yeah, I've heard. I heard him wham up over the door the first come in. You go get married or something.
Uh-huh.
Like you had.
Yeah. Wham. Did you ever hear that called a boy bone? Or a boy?
Maybe I have. It says, first one comes on, the first boy comes on here. Well, you go get married or something.
Okay. A name for the edible insides of a pig or a calf.
Eatable inside.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be heart and liver.